Blog Talk Radio.
Today we have a great topic to talk about. Hope everybody's had a good week. Hope everybody's week is doing well. Last week, being productive. Really, we just need to take ourselves seriously. A lot of times we depend on life, we depend on the system, we depend on a lot of things, but we should really depend on ourselves. And this is a topic that really made up to my heart, because last week I had a chance to go home to Maryland and catch up with a lot of friends and family. It was super dope. I had a good time. We had a conversation because we lost over about 11 people in the last 60 days that were under 50 years old. And so that qualifies as young people. When I say under 50, really, our children are young people, early in their 40s, which are people that we grew up with, people we know, people we've seen through their careers. This doesn't count. Passed away. This doesn't count the people who have gotten killed through violence in the street. This is health issues that are 100% preventable. But not only that, are 100% treatable. And it doesn't have to take you out. And the two biggest things that I kept hearing in our conversations of who died from what was either cancer or heart issues. Heart disease is known as a killer. And also know that cancer is a huge killer. And one of the things that we don't often know, which is kind of funny because I was talking to my cousin. Cancer presents in so many. It's like almost like get the AIDS or something like a cold, like a common cold. And so, what do you do? And it kind of shocked me. And a lot of people just don't know what to do to prevent things from happening because it keeps happening. So, and when you look at it, you have to look at the habits that the people have. You have to look at the environment, what's there for us. We have to look at the wellness. When I say wellness, I'm talking about how well you take care of yourself. You can go get a physical. You can do your own physical, but then you go get it. It's okay to get it. If you have something going on with you, it's okay to talk to you. I remember when my mother, which is another reason why she was in the hospital, that I was sick, she is young. Complications. So, she said, and this is kind of the thought, I know something wrong with you, but I'm not going to find out. Because as soon as you find out there's something bad, you die. And that is exactly what's happening. But one of the things is if you want to live, not so much for yourself, for your family, for your children, for all these people, it's hard to figure out how to take care of you and how to help you finish your life with dignity at the last minute because nobody expects it. You're not dead. And there's, you know, some people thought they had one issue, and then they finally go to the doctor because they have enough pain within their body, that now they found out they're stage 4 cancer. Well, it's not too much you can do when you have it. There is some things that you can do to help. It's just prolonging it a little bit to give you some comfort. We got to catch this thing up. And at least when you go to the they're going to tell you exactly what's going on. It's just how you treat it. And so one of the things that we get into what's important to mention, especially when we talk about heart disease and cancer, is really making sure that we're getting nutrition, making sure that we're eating that's when you talk about the line of sense. That's when you talk about things like selenium. If you do some research on just the line itself, there's study, there's research, and there's just proof that selenium can prevent and reverse certain types of cancer. Selenium can help keep a healthy heart. Talk about people who die from like a cardiopathy heart attack. They have heart. That's a really deficiency within the antioxidants that your body needs to stay healthy. One of the few things that you're talking about is selenium. And we should be taking selenium every single day that you took selenium, along with selenium. And the reason we do that is just like the reason we do that is what you need to stay healthy. It's what you need to stay healthy. Your pH is what the pH is. You get a lot of times in swimming, you also hear the balance of the body. Women talk about their fears. They got deodorant, which is the secret pH balance. Now, I'm not subscribing to the deodorant, I'm just trying to get the name and help us understand where our pH is. Our pH is the level of alkaline and acidity. And balance is right around 7. It's like more, a little more alkaline in your body than acidic. So how do you do that? Things like women, which is your most alkaline food. So you can add lemons to your drink. You can squeeze lemon on your salad. You can squeeze lemon on your fish. You can also add things about alkalinity. Certain vegetables are high in pH because of the water content. A lot of water tends to have a higher level of energy. The crazy thing about blueberries, in your body, there should be more alcohol. It should not be alcohol. Negative acidity is in your stomach. The acidity in your stomach, the pH in your stomach should be about 1. If you were able to take a 2 stomach acid out, put up your hand and run on. And the reason why you need acidic stomach acid is because it helps to break down food to their lowest common denominator. This all happens through digestion in the stomach and in the small intestines for absorption of nutrition acid. So this is the reason why you have to make sure you have a healthy digestive system. Because a lot of times, but if you're following your pyramid that the government, they say you should eat so much whole grain. You should eat so many fruits, so much vegetables, so much meat. Problem is, a lot of the whole grains is the problem in the beginning because of the food. And 80% of Americans are gluten intolerant, which means that we eat bread, pasta, eat cake, eat things that contain gluten. It ravages, it damages our small intestines, it chains, their carbon chains. We ingest them, we swallow them, they do not break down. Remember I said you have to have strong enough stomach acid to break down to the smallest common denominator? Well, when you swallow gluten, it doesn't break down. One, a lot of it is genetically modified. Those carbon chains are hard to break. So what happens is, when I said most of the absorption of nutrition happens, you need big carbon chains. If you can picture a ball and chain just tumbling through a field of grass, and it's just going to tear the grass up. That's what's happening to your belly. And that is those are little fingers that look like grass that wave around your small intestine, and they grab food particles and they suck the nutrition out. But if those belly are damaged, now you can't absorb nutrition. And so you think, okay, I'm eating healthy because I had some toast. I ain't been taking some nutrition. Problem is that if you're gluten intolerant, that toast has just prevented you from being able to absorb the nutrition that you need in your body. Pasta, you bread, lots of other things that Because once you suffer from that, you can't afford nutrition, and you're eating pasta, if you're eating burgers, you're eating fries, you're eating pizza, you're eating all these particular traditional things. Now your body really can't help. And you're really not helping your body. And then what happens on top of that is your liver becomes toxic. Because your liver has to filter every single thing that hits your bloodstream, good, bad, or indifferent. Everything you breathe, from toxins to greenhouse gases to chemicals to the food you eat to what you put on your skin. Because whatever you put on your skin absorbs into your bloodstream within 26 seconds. So if you look at these toxic lotions, which most over-the-counter big brains, toxic shampoo, you look at them and there's a paragraph on the back and all these chemicals, things you can't read. And the minute you put that on your skin, within 26 seconds, it's in your bloodstream, which means that also has to be filtered. So a lot of times our livers are extremely toxic. You can also get what's called fatty liver when it gets really toxic. But the other thing is, when your liver, what your liver does is an amazing thing, because it takes all the toxins and it makes them into stone. And these are called stones. They're green. The longer they're in your liver, they're a little brown. But if you have enough stones in your liver, which we all do, until we detox it, when we get too many, it starts to flow over into the small intestine, to the gallbladder, because the liver and the gallbladder are connected by a duct called the common bile duct. And what happens is that those stones will go up in the gallbladder. They turn white, they calcify, and then what happens is you develop gallstones. So now your liver is toxic, your gallbladder is toxic. It's calcified these stones that are now in gallstones, and now your gallbladder is not functioning correctly. So you may end up at that point with pain going to the doctor for particular symptoms. Then you wash your gallbladder. Look for your gallbladder. Well, I've seen so many people have got gallbladder removed, and the first thing I ask them is, what are they doing for your liver? Since they took your gallbladder out. They say, nothing. So now they're taking out the overflow from your body that was helping you, and you don't have anything. So now you have a liver that's extremely toxic. And what happened to one somebody who passed away not too long ago was they just thought they had gallstones. They go to the doctor and they find out that they have stage 4 liver cancer. And don't survive much longer than that. A couple weeks or a month later, they're gone. And so this is what happened. The nutrition piece is extremely important. The supplementation piece is extremely important. Because like I said, you have to take nutrition based on body weight. So if you're a certain weight, you have to have a certain amount of nutrients for your weight. Well, you can't eat enough kale or spinach or sweet potato. It's just because your body cannot physically eat that much in one sitting to get the nutrients you need.
And so we all run on in a deficiency.
We all are pretty much in the red most of the time.
And so that's why it's good to get the nutrition that's needed.
Because now,
supplement, you get all your nutrients.
Or if you don't get all the nutrients, don't eat all the kale, you don't eat all the snap, whatever it might be,
then there's no deficit in the level of nutrition that you're supposed to have.
Why? Because you took your nutrition. People laugh when I talk about nutrition, they don't really think it's that serious.
But it really is. And I've been saying this for the last 5 years of my life, but to see the amount of loss in this short amount of time to cancer, it's just alarming to me. And then when we talk about heart issues, and the big thing about the heart is that muscle beats and bangs every day, 24 hours a day, whether you sleep, whether that heart shows up. And just like the muscles in our body, we exercise them. We should give them a little bit.
It's the same thing for our heart.
It's the same thing for our blood.
We don't realize how much calcium we don't get.
Calcium is super important for the heart. Most of us are calcium deficient. never going to tell you one way that you know that your calcium is deficient or not. If you ever had kidney stones, your calcium deficient. Most doctors will tell you that, your medical doctors anyhow will tell you that you have too much calcium. I'll break that down for you. But most of us are calcium deficient. We're not getting enough calcium. People think, oh, I need to drink milk. Or turmeric juice, 4 to 5 of calcium. That's okay as a supplement. You need to make sure you have a good calcium regimen, because your heart is dependent on the valve that you have to open and close. That heart is dependent. It needs it. And so what happens is, you're deficient in calcium. Your body, there's a thing in your neck called your parathyroid. It looks like pieces of rice. Pieces of rice is a parathyroid. Calcium in your body. If your body realizes it doesn't have enough calcium, it will do it. It will pull calcium from your bones and use it in the body. It will pull more than what it needs to pull. And when you have that overabundance of calcium being pulled from your bones, then whatever's left over can get deposited into the kidney and show up as kidney stones. On top of that, it doesn't mean that you have too much calcium. And getting rid of old bone and growing the old bone. It's called osteoblast and osteoclast. It's your bones that break down old bone and then build up new bone. And if you interrupt that process, your bones become brittle, your bones become weak. And that's what happens when you deal with osteoporosis and different things like that. But calcium is super important. Selenium is super important. Radicals are things that float around and connect to cells in your body. If you have enough free radical damage in your body, now these cells cannot function as normal. And so you need that selenium to act as that antioxidant, that cheat, that army against free radicals. Now, how do you get free radicals? When you consume oil. And oil is one of the biggest ways that we get free radicals within our body. Besides, well, a lot of toxins give us a lot of free radicals. If we ingest them in oil, or things that are filled with oil, because oil oxidizes, and the oxidization of oil causes free radicals in the oil. So those free radicals get in our body and attach to our cells, and then our cells have and it's the heart. That's the biggest place that you have the biggest gathering of heart. You also have a lot more chances. And so when the heart is not able to be healthy and doesn't have the army to protect it, it's now susceptible to failure, which is why we have the highest rate of heart disease, which is the number one killer in America. And with heart disease, it really is taking people out. Cardiomyopathy heart attack. Regular heart attack, baby heart attack, a lot of things that is attacking the heart because of what's coming from our food and what we're breathing. And one is because we just don't ever take the chance to clean the body up. Have you ever driven a car for 7 years and never changed the oil? Ever driven a car for 7 years and never put gas in it? Not one time besides the first time you got it. Probably not. We'll go gas up our car when it gets low. Why? Because if we're out of gas, one, we're stranded. And two, it's hard to start because the system has to be fine. Also, we chose the oil. Why? Because the car will start running rough, it'll start running inefficient, and burn more oil, it can damage the cylinders, it'll make smoke come out the back, it'll mess up the engine. So we make sure that we change the oil and we add the oil. What are we doing for our bodies? Are we detoxing our bodies? Which is the getting the stones out, getting the body back to ground zero. Are we doing that if there's nothing here? Are we taking it for regular maintenance like we take our car? To get checked, to get the 60,000 mile maintenance, to get the 100,000 mile maintenance. Are we doing that to our body? That means going to get a visit. Finding out what's wrong. Hell, the advent of AutoZone and Bank Auto and all these places now, the minute your check ends and like come on in your car, you can take it there and find out for free what's wrong. But the minute the check ends and like comes on in your body, you just say, oh, I must have ate something. Oh, I must have sprained something. I know what I just bent over the phone. That check engine like comes on and you never do anything to it. We drive with it on, we live with our check engine light on. But in our car, we find out what's wrong. In our car, we take it from me. In our bodies, we don't. We don't change the oil. We don't detox our liver. We don't detox our immune system. We don't do any of that. And then when something extremely bad happens, we don't know what to do. Same thing with your car. You can wreck your car. And now you got a whole engine that's used up and thousands and thousands of dollars of money you don't have. Guess what you start looking for? You're gone. But if you can't do that, you've really got one body. And if you wear this one out, where are you going to live? And so you drive around with your check engine light on, and then something pops up like cancer. For your oil, if you had just changed the oil way back when, you'd have been fine, and your engine would have seized up. But the first time your body got that little twinge, but you felt funny. And you said, you know, I'm just not going to brush it off. I'm going to have it for sex because it's been gone for longer than about a week. You could have stopped it then. But then we get the diagnosis years later that it's cancer and it's been in our body. You know how long it takes for us to get stage 4 of cancer or to get to the point where we have heart disease? That's years and years of neglect. But if you're neglecting your body day after day, year after day, you're not getting it looked at, and you're not doing the everyday maintenance, you get what you get. But the thing about it is, we have so many people that depend on us. We have so many people that look up to us. We have so many people, just friends and family, who are devastated when we stop running. When our engine seizes up, because they love us, they care about us. So we should at least see enough in ourselves. We don't want to do it ourselves. Do it for your loved ones, for your children. And say, you know what? I got to do something different. I got to get checked out. And because you get checked out, it's not a bad thing. Because we can tell you how to fix it. And you can choose how to fix it. You got cancer? You don't have to just get chemotherapy. You don't have to just do radiation. I have only two games in town. There are natural ways for you to take care of yourself. And if you get something like heart issue, and you find out you got heart issues, there are ways that you can give your heart everything it needs. The nutrition that it needs for it to be strong, for it to work hard. Go find out first. Take your car, your body, in for maintenance. See what's going on with it. Get blood work done. And then say, okay, here's what I got. Here's what I need to do to stay healthy. And if you don't know, call me. I'm here every Tuesday. My phone number is 919-599-0916. Call me any day of the week. And you can also chime in when we have these calls. I'm on the radio, I'm on Facebook. You position in your town, in your area. You can do any of those things. You can look up nutrition. There are a lot of outlets you have to find out what you need to do based on that. But what I would say is, just like if it's our car, if it's our roof, something's wrong with it, you don't get more than one estimate, different companies. So if you go see a doctor and he says, well, you got to have open heart surgery, go see a naturopathic physician. See what he says. Go see a nutritionist. See what they say. The outcome may be different. And because at the end of the day, you have to research your body. You have to research your standpoint. It's not just from a mental standpoint, it's from a physical standpoint. And we think people have our best interests at heart. A lot of times they don't. So it's up to us So, cancer, heart issue. The biggest thing we need to do is stay away from the bad food, eat healthy food, drink plenty of water, take good nutrition, and you'll be fine because that's prevention. Prevention is the best medicine. Also, keep toxicity and stress out of your life because that will kill you as well. Hopefully, this was helpful. Hopefully, somebody got something out of it. I'd love for you to share this because there's so many people, especially in our town of Nassau. There's so many people from the community that are the same exact thing. And we just need to hear something different. We need to hear the truth. We need to hear the fact that it's not just status quo. It doesn't have to be God. Hopefully, like I said, this was helpful. You got value from it. Please share it. And I appreciate everybody who stopped by. Thank you. Again, if you need to call me, inbox me. My phone number is 919-599-0919.